This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Peter Hansen, P-E-T-E-R, middle initial E-H-A-N-S-E-N. Date of birth 06/25/1967. Date of appointment 10/24/2024. Requesting physician Samantha Riley. S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A-R-E-L-Y-E-A-P-A. Dear Samantha Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Peter Hansen today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Who on 8/12/2024 fell. His left side was weak and numb, and he has a loss of vision on the left side. He went to the Nathan Latour Hospital, where CT of the head done, which was read as negative, but CT angiogram shows occlusion of the proximal posterior cerebral artery approximately 2 cm from its origin on right side. Patient received TPA and then transferred to the Albany Medical Center. Over there he was seen by neurosurgery and neurology. He was not a candidate for thrombectomy. Today he is here in my office for follow-up. His left upper extremity is weak and numb. Left leg is okay. Left face sometimes become numb and tingly. Vision is still decreased on the left side. No speech problem. ER physician noticed some seizure-like activity in the emergency room. Past medical history, smoker, osteoarthritis of the right hip. Stroke, visual disturbances, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, essential hypertension, chronic systolic congestive heart failure, past surgical history, total knee arthroplasty, hip replacement, knee surgery, allergy, glipizide, sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim, atorvastatin, metformin, medications, albuterol, clopidogrel 75 mg daily, Jardiance, furosemide, Lansed, lorazepam, socialist, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is a contractor, is married, live with his wife, have one kid, family history, mother deceased with alcohol, father deceased with heart problem, diabetes, one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having numbness, tingling, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, left visual field defect present, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflex 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination, reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right occipital lobe stroke plus right temporal lobe stroke. Number two, occlusion of the proximal posterior cerebral artery approximately 2 cm from its origin on the right side. Number three, left-sided visual field loss. Number four, anxiety. Number five, depression. Number six, joint pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EEG and MRI of the brain. He is clear for eye surgery and orthopedic surgery. Continue the clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily. He needs some medication to lower his lipid, but I see that he is allergic to statin. Cardiology will address this problem. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office. In 1 month.
Good afternoon, St. Mary's.